Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, talking some football with you. It is divisional round week of the postseason 2024 season. Now into the calendar year of 2025, and we'll get into this with Ryan Wilson coming up in a couple of minutes. We've alluded to the coaching changes in the NFL. You got Tom Brady, looks like he's a very prominent part of what the Las Vegas Raiders are going to do as they fire both their coach and their general manager, both after, what, 1 year?
Yeah, it sounds like
no Brady, patience going on there.
Sounds like Brady was the one that wanted to get rid of Pierce and Telesco, and Brady's doing the interviews. And like I've told you off air about Mark Davis, I think he's probably happy that Tom is doing that kind of stuff because he doesn't want to do that.
Well, you know, own the team, make the dough, and let football people do their job. And please, 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 look at a new hairstyle, bro.
Yeah.
What's it? The Mo Howard just doesn't cut it.
What is he, like 66, and he's got that, what, 30-year-old girlfriend up in his
box? I don't begrudge that at all.
No.
But, I mean, change the bolt. Come on, man. What's going on here? Mike McCarthy leaving Dallas, as we talked about, where he winds up. Nobody knows, but he had success during the regular season, not so much in the postseason. Is he still, Vinny, a desired commodity on the open market now?
He's won a Super Bowl, Bob. He's won regular season games. He's won play. He's got experience. I would think New Orleans would be a natural because that's where he was there for a long time with Sean Payton.
Quinn Ewers, Texas quarterback, declaring for the 2025 NFL draft.
I'm guessing dumb idea. I mean, just because of the portal situation, like we saw Carson Beck's going to get $4 million to go to Miami.
And, after declaring for the draft.
Yeah. And, I mean, he could have done the same thing. I think North Carolina wanted him. So... But his agent says that, you know, this way the clock starts ticking on that second contract. You know, well, you know, bird in the hand. You know, I mean, if I can go, because, Bob, I mean, like if you're him, and if that was my son, I'd say, listen, go to the NFL, you're a fourth, fifth round pick. You know, you're not going to play, which is fine. But otherwise, you can go to North Carolina, get $4 million, play all the time, get another, and maybe then you come back and you're a first-round pick.
Yeah, and depending on the status of the ACC, could be in the playoffs again next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would rethink that myself, but I'm guessing he's getting some sort of advice.
Today's the day, this is it for him.
So we'll see how that goes. And Deontay Johnson was waived yesterday by Houston, and there are reports were that he was complaining after their win against the Chargers, to the point where Joe Mixon and I believe it was Nico Collins went up, tried to, you know, hey, man, calm down, everything's great. And nope, you're done. Two playoff teams waving within a month.
I mean, all he's doing, Bob, is making it where nobody wants him. You know, I mean, you were saying, oh, we get compensatory picks. Yeah, but somebody's got to sign him to be able to. Nobody signing his ass.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is NFL Lunch here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Let's get back to the Bills Ravens. Sean McDermott talking about defending that Ravens zone read offense.
Yeah, like I mentioned, I mean, they're a 1-2 combination. I don't know if the NFL has ever seen that type of combination. Power, speed, explosiveness, you know, Lamar's ability to throw the ball. Like I said, I think Coach Monken has done a heck of a job of crafting this offense and making it very, very hard to defend.
Bob, normally coaches like give a lot of coach speak and stuff. I don't think that was just honest.
Yeah, he knows what time it is.
Yeah. I think he's just being real.
But how does he, you're not going to stop, air quotes, the Ravens running game. How do you keep it under 200 yards, I guess is the question.
Well, there's got to be another bigger body in there somehow, some way, Bob. Maybe on first down you take out, Russo or whoever of your ends, the worst run player, put in another big guy there. And then you've got to be able to take away that dive on the zone read. You got to be able to take away Henry, number one. And then number two, can my linebacker scrape over to get Lamar? That's got to be what it is, because Milano can run. But the Ravens have so many things that they, like, they'll motion a guy across and he'll be responsible. They'll have a guy to pick that guy up is what I'm saying.
Sean McDermott was asked about the quarterbacks here, and it's Lamar Jackson was named first team All-Pro, and nobody's disputing that unless you're Josh Allen. And McDermott was asked if Josh Allen took exception to that voting.
I'm not sure. You have to ask Josh. It's more of a question for him. But as I've said before, Josh is extremely internally driven. We'll see where that leads us.
I'm guessing Josh Allen probably take it like I'll show him. I mean, that's if you're the coach of the team, that's what you hope. But was he deserving? Yes. Does he have respect for Lamar? Yes. Does Lamar have respect for Josh Allen? Absolutely. Are they both having great years? Yes. But only one can get votes, and really, statistically and stuff, it's not close.
Look, both. Ask them both, because they've both been close before to get into the Super Bowl. One would rather be in New Orleans than be in Las Vegas for the Pro Bowl, where they're both going, by the way, chosen to do so.
I think both, it means a lot to both of them for their careers to get to the Super Bowl.
Got legacies going on here.
No doubt.
Lamar, as I said yesterday, if he wins MVP and they win the Super Bowl this year, he's a lock for Canton. Josh Allen is trending certainly in that direction, but if he wins the Super Bowl, and even if Lamar does win Most Valuable Player, Josh Allen has helped his cause in a big, big way.
Yeah, because normally the Super Bowl MVP is also a quarterback award.
Ryan Clark, he knows a thing or two about Super Bowl. He was on NFL Live and was asked about that matchup at QB, Lamar versus Josh versus Lamar, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The winner of this game, I believe, is going to have to take control of this game. He's going to have to affect his offense in a way that not only puts pressure on the defense of the opposing team, but the opposing team's quarterback and offense as well. And I think the guy that walks off of the field victorious will also be the quarterback that plays the best, that plays the most within himself, but that is all of his potential, all of what he could be in the most important moment. And I believe we will be here on Monday talking about what a great performance by either both of these guys or the one that walks away with his hand held high.
I think the one that loses is kind of like Cordell said, the one that turns it over, the one that makes a mistake. Who's going to make more mistakes? I think that's what it comes down to, because then you're talking about field position too.
I mean, Allen played that brilliant game against Kansas City and still lost because their defense couldn't stop Kansas City. Lamar had a Lamar game against Pittsburgh. Does that catapult him to 120 quarterback rating over the next couple of weeks here?
I would say yes, Bob, because he doesn't really like playoffs. I got it figured out now. And if he has it figured out, this is another game. I mean, I said last week, Steeler game, if you had one key, Lamar have over 100 quarterback rating, they can't lose. Now, if Lamar has over 100 quarterback, they still could lose this one.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back, talk about that game and more with Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com. Take your phone calls, bottom of the hour. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Nolan, listen to this proclamation. The winner of Sunday's game, Buffalo-Baltimore, is going to the Super Bowl, and not via train or airplane or automobile, as the team representing the AFC.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
NFL, the playoffs are into the divisional round, starts on Saturday. Steelers are gonzo. Ravens go to Buffalo here to make sense of it all, as only he can. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, CBSSports.com. Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's happening?
Bob, I told you guys you had nothing to worry about, so you guys are just burning calories on stuff that was well decided before that game took place.
Well, we knew the Ravens were going to pull their pants down and spank them heinies pretty good, which is what they did. But Mike Tomlin, and you're speaking, I'm asking you as a Steeler fan, but an unbiased and objective guy. Look, they haven't won a playoff game since Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown were in their primes. Talking 2016 season. You know, any other coach, I would assume, going that long without a playoff victory has long been fired, but they don't have losing seasons. The Steelers never bottom out. So, Mike Tomlin, is it change of scenery time? He'd be without a job for 5 seconds. What are we doing in Pittsburgh with them? Because Mike Tomlin did allude to possible significant changes here this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And I think the Mike Tomlin conversation is a funny one because you hit the nail on the head. He would be unemployed for less time than it takes me to down a bag of Doritos, because that's how good he is at his job. And I think he's a victim of his own circumstance, of his own success, in that he's so good at coaching these guys up when they don't have a quarterback, that he always wins at least half or more than half his games, and they're never in a position to draft a quarterback. And I think that's sort of the vicious cycle they find themselves. Because remember, back in 2003, they won 5 games that year, allowed them to draft Ben Roethlisberger. That was before Tomlin got there, of course. But since then, it's been playoffs early on, Super Bowl a couple times, and then since 2016, as you know, one and done. And I would just say this. Big Ben hurt his elbow in 2019. That team hasn't really been competitive in terms of a serious Super Bowl contender since. And that was the year he went out in week one or week two, I think, that Tomlin won 8 games with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges. That alone should solidify him into the Hall of Fame for making that happen. But I think that the bigger concern is that you're going to have to make some serious moves for a quarterback if you want one. And one of the – I said this last year when Matt Canada was still the offensive coordinator back in December. I said, should the Steelers think about trading up for a player like Michael Penix Jr.? And, you know, you trade up 10 spots or so, and maybe you have a chance at him. In retrospect, yeah, that might have been the right decision. And this year the same question is going to be if, say, Shedeur Sanders slips till 9, 10, or 11, should the Steelers trade up and get him if they like him? And the answer should be absolutely yes. But they're going to be in this vicious cycle until they get a quarterback, because you can't go deep into the playoffs when it's Russ Wilson and Justin Fields and it's Lamar Jackson.
Now, before we get to the playoffs coming up this weekend, let's look at Minnesota. A great regular season, surprised pretty much everyone by winning 14 games. But Sam Darnold looked like he was a feel-good story. Hey, maybe he winds up in Pittsburgh. Throw that one out at you. But how much leverage has he lost, Ryan, over the last 2 weeks? Losses handily to Detroit and then to the Rams.
Yeah, you guys would love him to go to Pittsburgh. I can hear it.
Yeah, bring him on.
You know what? Look, man, part of the concern for Sam Darnold is that he was sacked 9 times. Sam Darnold doesn't play offensive line. And the Rams got after it. And the Rams have some dudes in that front seven, all guys recently in the last two draft classes that have been huge contributors there. I think the Sam Darnold story, the most important point for me is that fit matters, right? If you want to be the Cleveland Browns and pay Sam Darnold $50 million a year, you're not going to get the same Sam Darnold because there's not the players around him. Kevin Stefanski is a good coach, for example, but I think O'Connell has gotten the most out of Sam Darnold, and the situation has been almost nearly perfect. Now, if everything isn't nearly perfect, maybe you see a little bit more of Week 18 Sam Darnold, first round of the playoffs Sam Darnold. So if I'm the Vikings, do you want to pay Sam Darnold $40 million a year for 2 or 3 years with J.J. McCarthy sitting there? That's going to be the question they got to sort out in the coming weeks, because you drafted J.J. McCarthy for a reason. You really didn't know what you had in Sam Darnold. He'll get paid on the open market, no doubt about it. But then the question becomes, can you recreate wherever he lands what he had with Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings? And that's going to be a hard sell because they're one of the best football teams in the league.
Hey, Ryan, do you believe that Deion could go to Dallas or would go to Dallas? And if he did, what do you think? But my personal opinion is I think Deion just negotiating to get more money from Colorado.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you've seen this a lot too, Vinny, where college coaches are incredibly successful and they're so competitive, they want to see how high they can take their abilities. And sometimes the NFL just isn't a right fit, whether it's the wrong team fit or whether you're not prepared or whatever. And Deion's a great motivator, obviously a Hall of Fame player. But there's a huge difference between convincing 18 to 21-year-olds of your message and grown men who have families and mortgages and a lot of people relying on them, and they sometimes don't hear that message. The other thing is, to your other point, I think he enjoys coaching his kids. And Shadur ain't going to Dallas. They have a quarterback there. And finally, the other thing is, do you think Jerry Jones is interested in sharing the spotlight with anyone? I mean, that was the whole thing with him and Jimmy Johnson going back to those when they were successful. Excuse me. So I think you're exactly right. I think this is a means of getting perhaps a little more leverage with Colorado.
Ryan, how do the Bills stop the Ravens' running game?
I would go to church every day between now and the game and say a lot of prayers, because I think Derek went for over 160 last time they played. And maybe the issue isn't so much the Bills' defense. The issue is trying to keep the Bills' offense on the field and not letting Lamar and Derek Henry get out there and do what they do, because that might be the best solution. Bills' defense is playing better, no doubt about it, but the Ravens' defense is playing heads and tails better than they were at the start of the season as well. This game could very easily be the Super Bowl matchup in terms of the two best teams in the NFL, and they're both playing at high levels, both don't turn the ball over, both do a lot of things very similarly and do those things well. But the problem with the Ravens' offense, as the Steelers can attest, is that they spent so much energy stopping Derrick Henry that Lamar's just, you know, tiptoeing for 8-9 yards of carry on those read options, and there was no answer for that either. The only issue, and I was saying this as a Steelers fan watching this game, is you can't let Lamar get hit, because they're going to tee off on him if they have that opportunity. And you can't lose Lamar just because you want to run the ball more. You have to have that balance. But, I mean, Justice Hill is also a really good change of pace mm-hmm. runner as well. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a real issue for this Bills defense that made handy work of the Broncos. No surprise there, but this is going to be a different type of game.
Ryan, do you see any upsets? Kansas City, Houston, Detroit, L.A., Philly, and Washington?
I think L.A. might have a chance. L.A., the way that team's playing, if they're able to protect Matthew Stafford, I think they might have a chance. And if that defense can get after it. Now, look, Vic Fangio has those Eagles defenders playing at a pretty high level as well. And Jalen Hurts might not blow your hair back in terms of one of the best quarterbacks in the league in terms of the excitement that Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson brings. But he's as solid as they come, as long as he's not taking hits as well. But that's probably the only one. I feel like the Lions and Dan Campbell, that team has played so well injured. As they continue to get healthy, I think they're going to be hard to stop.
Hey, Ryan, Ewers, good decision, bad decision? Is he your quarterback? Who's your quarterback three?
My quarterback three right now is Jalen Milroe, and I do not feel great about that. He's an all-upside guy. He's not as good as Anthony Richardson coming out. He doesn't throw as well as Anthony did. And I would take Jalen Milroe on day two at some point. Quinn Ewers, well, here's how I would put it to you. If someone offered you $6 million guaranteed to stay in college for a year or a third or fourth round contract that isn't guaranteed, this feels like a no-brainer to me.
That's what I told Bob.
Yeah, I was talking to Scott the other day that he said, man, Will Howard might get drafted before Quinn Ewers. And coming into this season, no one was talking of Will Howard as an NFL, a high-level NFL prospect. He's had a great season at Ohio State and gotten better this year gone on. Issue with Quinn Ewers is he can't stay healthy. And you know this too, Vinny. If guys are historically injured, they typically struggle with injuries throughout their career. And, like, I like Quinn Ewers, and I think he does a lot of things well. But if you can't rely on him to be healthy and be on the field and make good decisions, you can't take him in the first round. And then I think the question becomes, is it a Spencer Rattler situation where he falls into day three, or is it a situation where a team takes a flyer on him in the second or third round? Like, right now, this is crazy. I can't believe that I'm even – he's my QB7. Like, I have him after Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Will Howard, and even Kyle McCord, who had a great season at Syracuse. But these are all guys that are day two, day three guys, depending on how teams like them, that have their future feels like more NFL backup than day one starter.
Isn't it crazy how preseason projections mean bupkis once they actually play games? Because wasn't yours projected, Ryan, to be maybe a first-round kind of guy? Anyway, last thing for Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. I made a bold proclamation last segment. And maybe it's the purple Kool-Aid. Maybe it's the onset of dementia. Maybe it's the onset of, malaria. Who knows what's happening here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. The winner of Baltimore-Buffalo is going to New Orleans as the AFC champs. Agree, disagree?
No, I'll go with that. We talk ourselves into the Chiefs being great because they are great, but I think 90% of their wins this year, until they face the Steelers, of course, were one-score wins. And they've been sort of sputtering offensively. They've had injury issues. They've had left tackle issues. And the way these two offenses are playing in this matchup between Baltimore and Buffalo strikes me as one that can take it to the Chiefs and perhaps give them more than they can handle this time. Of course, the Chiefs have proved me wrong, three or four or five or six years in a row. But I can buy that.
Real quick, we got to go because Taylor Swift's on line three. She wants to debate that whole thing. He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, we appreciate it. Enjoy the divisional round. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys.
There's Ryan Wilson, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. You want to join us? You can at 410-583-1057. You agree, Baltimore and Buffalo, the winners, the AFC champs, with Kansas City maybe in the way. Who knows? Houston could pull the stunner, and maybe the Ravens will be hosting the AFC championship game. Who really knows? And I don't know. He was talking about the Eagles. Is there more to this A.J. Brown reading a book on the sidelines than they're trying to downplay right now?
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's a Woman Crush Wednesday, Playoff Wednesday. If you want to get in, now's your chance at 410-583-1057. Got a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Coming up here in a matter of minutes, then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Terp men back on the hardwood tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. The always fun 9 o'clock tip at Northwestern. Then we're going to get into the college football playoffs and all the fun that goes along with that as Ohio State's significant favorites over Notre Dame, 8 points in Atlanta next Monday night. So, we're hoping that Monday when we reconvene on MLK's birthday, Inauguration Day, zany day going on in the world of sports. Ravens winning, because if they lose, then the whole tone of that show is changing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The whole tone of that's changing. But if they advance, then we get into the college football, and hopefully the Terps are 2-0 this weekend. So I want Monday, Vinny, to be a positive show instead of people taking hefties to clean out lockers. If you know
all right, Bob, Ravens win, and on Monday, who are we talking about?
Ooh, it's going to be a defensive guy, because I think the quarterbacks will do what quarterbacks do. Neither's turned the ball over a ton, but somebody's going to have a bunch of sacks and disruptions, or somebody's getting a big pick. Or it could be Justin Tucker winning it with a game-winning field goal.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Travis Jones in week four, Bob, he had three quarterback pressures, and because he dominated on the inside. I think it could be, you know, like a Jones or a Matabike type thing. But the Vannoy, yeah, I agree with unless like a Derrick Henry goes for 200 yards or something. But
oh, yeah, no doubt.
Otherwise, it might be a likely or a Mark Andrews, somebody like that.
Lamar, Josh Allen, both 10 carries each.
Plus, no doubt. No doubt. We saw that last week, you know, with Josh Allen. I mean, they were running quarterback sweeps. They were running quarterback draws. And if you let him outside to the right, he more than likely, the play that he made against the Ravens, how many times did he go out to the right? A bunch. And Lamar, if they're taking Henry and they're giving him the zone read, Lamar's going to carry it a bunch. This game's about whatever it takes.
Get out to the phones, 410-583-1057. How you join us? Well, but Crush Wednesday, that was the Cranberries, right, Nolan, on that last election?
Yes, it was. A listener suggestion.
All right. Thank you, listener. Jason in East Baltimore, what's happening, buddy? Thanks for holding. Thanks for joining us.
Vinny.
Yo.
What's up, guys? Let me come out and say this, man. We're going to win the game. The Ravens will win, but we got to be aggressive. You know, I think the NFL schedule makers tried to stick it to us, but they actually did us a favor. They made us battle-tested. We had some ugly losses earlier this year, but it made us a better team. I think we had the fourth hardest schedule in the whole NFL. We've played every one of these remaining teams in the playoffs, and we beat all of them except the Chiefs this year. So I think we got a revenge game coming up. Look at Buffalo, who they played. They had like the fourth or fifth easiest schedule in the whole NFL.
They won at Detroit, and they beat Kansas City at home.
Yeah, but they still had an easy schedule.
At their division. Their division makes it easy.
Cupcake, right. Their division is cupcake. But let's just say this. Vinny, I asked you last week, you running Lamar a lot this game. What are we doing? We got to do whatever it takes to win, right? How many carries you got Lamar getting?
Over 10.
Okay. How many times you want Henry to eat?
I'd like it over 20.
Yeah, I'm thinking about 25. Because they can't stop our run, man. They lighten the tail. We got to run these dudes over. You think 25 too much for Derrick Henry?
No, not at all. Not at all. Whatever it takes. I mean, if he's carrying it 25 times, means they're having success. And if he's carrying it 25, you know, then how many times are they throwing? Do they not have to throw that much? Because look at last week. They ran the ball 50 times.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. This question for Bob. Bob, if they could go, right, do you rush him out there? Or if you think you can handle Buffalo without him because the success you had last time, do you let him rest one more week? What you thinking?
I would rest him big time, get him ready for Kansas City in the finale of the AFC Championship game, or Houston if they could pull the stunner. Setting him out at 70% does what? With the risk of injury, Bateman stepped up in a big, big way. And we saw the tight ends last week against Pittsburgh. Both Andrews and Likely were eating. So if he's not 100% or in the high 90s, we'll see it at Arrowhead or see it at M&T.
He caught one ball for 10 yards last game against Buffalo.
Right, right. He really didn't need him.
Right. No, the guy who made all the catches was Justice Hill.
Yep. I'm about to roll after I say this, man. It seemed like this the year that Lamar is doing all the things people said he couldn't do. They said he couldn't have a Lamar-type playoff game. We seen that last week. They said he couldn't beat the Steelers. The Steelers owned them. Well, he killed that narrative. So he only got, what, three more boxes to check? Let's go. Well, two more boxes to check, actually. The Super Bowl and
Chiefs.
And I don't know. Let's get it. All go right. Ravens. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Zay Flowers and John Harbaugh meet with the media later today, and they're back at practice. Doesn't seem like he's trending in that direction.
Bob, I would say this. If the game was – what would the point spread be if the game was in Baltimore?
About probably six? Ravens 4.
4?
Because right now they're laying 1. You get 3 for being the home team.
Yeah.
And who knows? That late money could switch to Buffalo here. I mean, this is all subject to change, but it started at Buffalo -1 and then flipped to Ravens -1, and it's been kind of staying there for the last 3 days.
I'm trying to look to see if anybody has put out yet if Zay's on the practice field.
Yeah, I've been looking, and we've been working overtime on the old Twitter feed. Anthony Brown signed with Buffalo's practice squad, though.
Yeah.
Now the spread's going to change. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's go to Jack in Middle River. Jack, what's happening?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I want to get a shout-out to Rashad Bateman, man, and Kyle Van Noy, the unsung heroes of Baltimore Ravens. And also, I want to ask y'all a question. What y'all think about Baltimore signing Kyle Van Noy to a nice contract? Even though he's getting old, man, but it's like he aged with fine wine. That boy is putting on a show, man. Let me know, and I'm going to sit back and listen, buddy.
Well, he's got another year on his contract, so they don't need to do anything. But he does look good. And his reasoning was because that he got to train all off season and he wasn't sitting on his couch.
Yep.
Bob, I did see he did an interview and I watched it yesterday where he said that when, because we talked about it yesterday about Pittsburgh taking the kickoff. He said their defense was pissed. He says, the hell, you know, what are they thinking? You know, because he was saying that their best side of the ball is their defense. So they're panicking already. He said after they did that, we got him.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a couple calls, and then we get to the fun house as time permits, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's playoff week. We're talking about it here on The Fan. All right, NFL playoffs division round. It resumes, starts on Saturday, 4:30. Houston Texans as home dogs spank the Chargers.
Yep.
Now they go to KC as 8-point underdogs. These two teams met on the 21st. Remember that Saturday where the Ravens played the Steelers in Kansas City, won 27-19. The Ravens then beat the Texans on Christmas handily, 31-2. Seemed like that was a team that was just circling the drain, but here they are, step away from the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because Kansas City needed the week off. You know, Mahomes needed the week off. Jones needed the week off. So Kelsey probably needed time off. I think they're going to come out playing good, but Houston's got some confidence now. And their pass rushers are beasts, and the tackles for Kansas City are not good. So that ball is going to have to come out quick.
Commanders at Detroit, that's 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Spreads 9.5, according to ESPN Bet, in favor of the number one seed Lions. And, you know, they've come this far. Detroit has never been to the Super Bowl. They've been to the championship game only twice, lost both times, obviously. This might be the best chance during the Super Bowl era for them to get to and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no question about it, Bob, because they come through their home. And they've got offensive weapons galore. I don't know if Washington can score enough to be able to match them. That's going to be...
Or run the ball.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing there.
But Detroit's loaded. They did win NFL championships pre-Super Bowl back in the 50s with Bobby Lane and that crew. But in the Super Bowl era, no Lions. Coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, another rematch, by the way. It's the Rams at Philly. Philadelphia, 5.5-point favorites. They met in October. And the Eagles actually won at L.A. 37-20. But I think there's a thing. With outside of Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown only had one catch. He seemed happy reading a book. They got Devontae Smith. Goddard had that great touchdown. I don't know if the Rams can, you know, Kyron Williams, Cooper Kupp did nothing Monday night against Minnesota. They got Nacua. Higbee could be ready to go. If it becomes a shootout, I'm not saying it will, but if it does, I mean, who's best equipped to put points on the board? Over under, by the way, is only 43.5.
Well, last game, I think Barkley ran for over 200. So the big thing with them is if they can stop the run, they're going to have a good chance. That's going to be the key. But that defense for Philly is a beast, man.
And they had Jordan Love running for his life and dropping like flies were Packers this past weekend. And, of course, the Ravens 1-point favorites at Buffalo. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before Inside Access takes over at 2?
No, I saw this from, Jeff Hoffman? Remember, the Orioles wanted to give him the contract from the Phillies. The Braves wanted to give him the contract. He ends up choosing the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
He had his introductory press conference today. Was asked about the reports about his physical. Said, well, now you're going to face the Orioles in the division. Does that give you any extra motivation? His answer, yes, we can add them to the list.
Well, so I can't wait till Jackson Holliday puts one in the bleachers of the Sky Dome. Pitchers and catchers for the Orioles, February 12th. So let that creep in. Less than a month away. Right. Hey-o!
Orioles always dominate at the Rogers Center. So yeah.
And so does Mountie. Well, maybe not last year, but historically, he wears them out. They could be playing across the street, and Mount Castle would wear out the Blue Jays. Hey, Hoffman, congratulations. You're the guy that took the money that they've been trying to give to anyone who will listen. All right, let's do it. Funhouse.
Quick draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Impact players for Sunday. This texter here predicting defensively. Standouts will be Kyle Van Noy and Ardarius Washington. Meanwhile, on offense, outside of your usual suspects, he's calling a big game for Justice Hill. How big of a game? He says 2 touchdowns. Ooh. How about that? 2 touchdowns for Justice Hill.
I mean, he had a good game when they played Week 4. I think he caught 6 passes against them, if I remember correctly. But if he got 2 touchdowns, would that shock me? No.
Right, especially when you consider the... the passing aspect and the rushing aspect.
Yeah.
You know, he could have one of each.
He got one last week.
This texter here says, for the Ravens to be back in this position after last year's shortcomings should not be taken for granted. So much has to go right for an NFL team to repeat this kind of success, from a division title to an opportunity to get back to the AFC Championship game. They have the health. They have everything they need. It's time to get the job done.
No doubt, because... this is a better team. Offensively, much better team than last year. A much better team. Now, defensively, we'll see, because that defense last year in the playoffs, pretty damn good.
Earlier in the show, we got Steve Tasker's thoughts on the matchup. This texter here says, I don't know what you guys think, but hearing from Steve there, it almost sounds like he's a little scared of the Ravens. Didn't want to come out and fully say it, but it sounds like he doesn't like this matchup at all for Buffalo. Texter says, that's making me feel a little bit more comfortable. He would know Buffalo best.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's why, just like what he say the $20 million question was what are they going to do to stop the run? Because they're not a big defense. You know, you're not big defensive linemen. Your linebackers are 220 pounds, and you play a nickel defense. So, and the last time you played, they ran for over 200 yards. So the big question is, like he said, what are you going to do to stop the run? And that's what I can't wait to see what they're going to do.
He did talk up the DBs. You've been kind of crapping on them. He's like, not. It was $64 question.
The $64 question.
And one last text here. Another prediction for impact player. This one defensive. Texter says Justin Madubuike.
Yep.
While he was more quiet in the regular season this year than last, he really turned it on against the Steelers. Really took over that one drive with the pass deflection. Then the sack. He's got the ability to come through in the biggest moment. Unfortunately, also has the chance to get hit with an unnecessary roughness penalty at the worst time.
Yeah, and well, harder to do that with Josh Allen. But the left guard for the Bills, he can wear him out. And then they line him up outside too over the tackles to rush, and he will be fine there too. I'm not big on their offensive line pass, but why do you think Josh Allen's got to run around so much?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Total Request Thursday. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy, everybody. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.